Whole Cast Audio presents The Star Beast by Robert A. Heinlein.
One. L Day. Lummox was bored and hungry. The latter was a normal state. Creatures of Lummox's breed were always ready for a little snack, even after a full meal. Being bored was less usual, and derived directly from the fact that Lummox's chum and closest associate, John Thomas Stewart, had not been around all day, having chosen to go off somewhere with his friend Betty. One afternoon was a mere nothing. Lummox could hold his breath that long, but he knew the signs and understood the situation. John Thomas had reached the size and age when he would spend more and more time with Betty, or others like her, and less time with Lummox. Then there would come a fairly long period, during which John Thomas would spend practically no time with Lummox, but at the end of which there would arrive a new John Thomas, which would presently grow large enough to make an interesting playmate. From experience, Lummox recognized this cycle as necessary and inevitable. Nevertheless, the immediate prospect was excruciatingly boring. He lumbered listlessly around the backyard of the Stewart home, looking for anything, a grasshopper, a robin, anything at all that might be worth looking at. He watched a hill of ants for a while.